All right, Mr. Meiser, want to tell me exactly what happened?
Everything.
Anything else?
Well, it's just that I woke up this morning alone. It was a little foggy outside. Looked like rain. So I figured today is the day to drive into the city and pick up my one ticket for Piaf.
Okay.
My wife took a hike.
I know, you tell me. She's in Florida.
Oh. Anyway, I'm standing in that line waiting for the box office to open, thinking, life is sludge. When this punk walks up to me, sticks a knife in my gut and says, "Pardonne-moi, Porky, but this is a rip-off."
Is that where you went and grabbed the lady's purse?
Hey, that's the way it's done here. I'm not entitled.
No.
Would you all have it still out on that burglary call?
Mm-hmm.
You working on anything in particular?
You got to do better than that, Bart.
File these.
Much better.
Is this our mugger, Muggy?
Yeah, Edward Myers, Paramus, New Jersey.
I needed money to get home. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Stupid parking lot's running me $10 an hour. Plus, I didn't have money for gas, bridges, toll booths. Some lunch would have been nice.
You mean to tell me there was no one you could contact in town? Business associates? Family? Friends?
Sure, that's it. Keep punching.
Barn, there's a disturbance in progress over on Bleecker.
You and Dietrich.
Go, Arthur.
Come on, Mr. Myers, in the cage. I'll get it. Oak Precinct, Captain Miller speaking.
What? Is he dead?
All right, keep me posted.
Barney?
Levitt.
What?
Guy tried to hold up a liquor store. Told you how to shoot him.
Did he speak French?
Come on, you want to step inside here,
look,
please?
I don't care about me. I want my wife left out of this.
Joseph, lower your voice.
Thank you, Emily.
Right here. Come on, you want to give a rousing squad room welcome to Joseph and Emily Loftus, our disturbance? And here's Captain Miller.
Oh, Captain.
All right, we got to the Wainwright Private Academy for Boys, where Mr. Loftus was in the process of assaulting Mr. Kingsbury, Director of Admissions.
I told him to take his snotty school and stuff it.
Now, Barn, apparently Joe and Em here were righteously indignant when they heard that son Jeffrey's enrollment application had been turned down.
Look, they said my son was below their standards. He didn't measure up.
Jeffrey was so devastated. He soiled himself.
Master Loftus will be 4 next month.
You see, Captain Wainwright is the most prestigious nursery school in the entire city. Kissinger has a nephew there.
Scholarship? Anyway,
When Mr. Kingsbury diplomatically attempted to ease them off the premises, some harsh words were exchanged on the playground, and then a scuffle ensued.
He put his hands on me. Nobody puts their hands on me.
Joseph?
Oh, my. All right, we're going to need some statements, Mr.
Captain, my husband and I were simply looking out for our son's best interest. He's our first.
That's nice.
I mean, if we fail to place him in Wainwright, what decent kindergarten would even consider him at all? And then the finer secondary and prep schools would be completely out of sight.
Harvard would laugh in his face.
He's 4 years old.
Sure. Now. Come on, have a seat. Don't touch me.
Joseph, sit down.
Come on, Joey. In the corner. Come on.
Mrs. Loftus.
Over there, please.
Thank you.
Sir, I'm back.
Where's Wojo?
Oh, sir, enough of me. Sergeant Wojo Howitz is currently at Bellevue with the wounded party in question, sir.
What happened?
Well, we got to the liquor store. We found one, Victor Rinaldi, armed and apparently in a drug-induced haze.
And?
When we identified ourselves as police officers, Rinaldi turned and popped off around past Wojo's head. Sergeant had no choice but to return the fire.
Bad?
No, sir. Just merely grazed the hoodlum's shoulder, that's all, sir.
Forgive him for that, anyway.
Sir, I might also mention that I gathered complete and comprehensive statements from all witnesses, thereby fulfilling my obligation towards the department's new and stricter guidelines regarding the duty-related discharge of an officer's firearm.
Did you read Wojo his rights?
Maybe.
Levitt, that's the regulation.
But, sir, from where I sit, that particular aspect of the new directive just seems a little silly, not to mention awkward.
And I agree. However, the regulation is quite clear that from the moment an officer uses deadly force, he is subject to departmental investigation. And as such, until he is cleared of any wrongdoing, he is entitled to the same rights, the same protections as any other,
criminal.
Thank you.
Sorry. Thanks.
I'm Sergeant Harris. Can I help you?
Officer Raymond Wayman, New York City Police Department, Legal Department. I'm a cop and a lawyer.
Oh, I like you already.
Sergeant, I'm David Fingler, Marshall Levinson, Radcliffe, and Cohen. Our law firm is currently on retainer with the Sergeant's Benevolent Association.
Captain Miller, can I help you?
Officer yes. Raymond Wayman, attorney at law. I'm with the department's legal department.
Pleasure. And you are?
David Fingler, Captain. I'm here to represent Sergeant Wojo Howitz in regard to the alleged shooting incident this morning.
Okay, Victor, come on. Joe, not in there.
Come on. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
You sure you got all the spiders off my back?
Yeah.
I got them all over here.
Hey, Barnes. This is Victor Rinaldi, the guy I shot.
Oh, don't get up.
Sergeant, as your legal counsel, I would strongly advise you not to make any further comments unless so advised by me.
Who are you?
I just told you. Sergeant Wojo Howitz.
Yeah?
Officer Raymond Wayman, legal.
He's a cop and a lawyer.
Well, what's going on?
Just the new procedure, Wojo. They have to investigate the shooting.
No, this guy's all right.
That's an opinion.
Well, I mean, he might be a little dusted, but the doctor says
Sergeant,
he's coming down fine.
I wouldn't.
And his arm is okay.
Oh. Captain, anybody around here read this guy his rights?
I'm going, sir.
Hey, Barnes. What is
this
all?
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to refuse to answer any questions.
No, I'll answer questions.
Anything you say may be taken down and used against you in a court of law. You have the right to consult an attorney before speaking to the police.
Hey, what do we do?
Here I am.
Okay, Sergeant. Why don't you just have a seat, make yourself comfortable, take a moment to collect your thoughts, and then we'll begin.
Hey.
Sergeant, you realize this inquiry is strictly informal.
But before we begin, it's always been my policy, in circumstances such as this, to break the ice a little and have everyone tell a little bit about each other. Each other, of course, meaning ourselves.
Gentlemen, can we get on with this, please?
Thank you, Warren.
Sir.
I'm Sergeant Harris. Can I help you?
Gordon Wendell, Headmaster, Wainwright Private Academy for Boys.
Oh. Are we missing our nap time?
Yes. At any rate, they told me downstairs you've been watching a Mr. and Mrs. Loftus for us.
Yes, they're right over there.
Okie dokie. Hello, Mrs. Loftus.
Oh, Mr. Wendell. It's nice to see you again.
Of course. Anyway, I was relaxing in my study, curled up with a little Dickens and some think and do books, when I received word that you and your husband had pummeled our Mr. Kingsbury into a quivering mass of bruised flesh. I had to send him home.
Good.
You know, proud, adoring parents such as yourselves, abrim with high hopes and lofty aspirations for their little man, for whatever reason. Well, I mean, it's only natural to become a bit embittered, disillusioned, even hurt, upon learning one's marginal toddler just can't cut the mustard. Wainwright style.
Did you or did you not have your weapon drawn and at the ready before you needed it?
No.
Oh? Why not?
What the hell kind of a question is that?
It's German! Germaine! Okay! Forgive me, Mr. Fancy Law Firm!
Gentlemen...
Hey, I spent 16 stinking years out there in the front lines, sport. I know what goes down out there.
Like what?
Things!
Gentlemen, aren't we digressing a little?
Captain, I am merely trying to explain to my distinguished civilian colleague that at least in my estimation, for a cop to go strolling into a potentially dangerous situation without his revolver drawn and loaded for bear, well, he's gotta be nuts.
I see. And I take it the department sanctions that position?
No! At least... not lately.
Because, gentlemen, I think it's fairly apparent to all of us that this man, Sergeant Wojciechowicz, performed his duties this morning admirably by showing discretion, the proper restraint, and, I might add, no small measure of compassion. Right?
What the hell do you know?
Huh?
I was trying to blow the guy away. You stupid twerp. The only reason I did was he was so stoned he couldn't stand up.
Sergeant, we're hardly finished here.
Well, that's too bad.
Whoa, Joe.
So it happens.
He went that away.
Wonderful.
So, everything go okay?
Captain Miller.
Yes, officer?
Anyway, in light of the fact that the sergeant took it upon himself to remove himself from the proceedings, I feel I am compelled to consider this inquiry closed for now.
Fine.
That okay with you?
Sure.
I will, however, have no choice but to mention the sergeant's little tantrum as an addendum to my official report.
Can't wait to read it.
I bet. Goodbye, Captain.
Officer.
Well, Captain, as for me, if there's nothing else, I guess I can just head back to the office.
Fine.
Big day in court tomorrow.
Good luck.
I'm getting divorced.
Bye, Mr. Fingal.
After you, Counselor.
Goodbye, Mr. Loftus, Mrs. Loftus. No hard feelings.
Right.
You know, it occurs to me that even though Wainwright is and shall remain completely out of the question, you might want to consider the Tick-Tock Day School over on Amsterdam. They'll take anybody.
Cram it.
I get a lot of that.
Bell call. I got a bell ticket for a Loftus, Joseph M.
That's us.
I know that.
Okay, Joey. You'll just step over to the desk here and sign for your valuables. You'll be free to go.
Well, it looks like we'll be home in time for dinner. Both of us.
That doesn't happen very often.
Right. Look, Emily, I'm really sorry about
that. No, it's okay. Actually, the Tick-Tock Day School does have a certain ring to it.
Okay. We'll check it out.
Mr. Loftus?
Just a minute, Sergeant. Well, Joseph, it's just that in thinking about this morning, picturing you rolling around on the blacktop, wrestling with that despicable and considerably younger man, jumping to the aid of your only son, and me, I just can't help but feel a little proud. Aroused.
Where?
Right there. There you are.
Thanks.
Let's get home, Joseph. We've got things to do.
She's the boss.
It's okay, they're gone.
That's good.
Well, Joe.
Brian. I had to get some air. But I'm back.
Yeah, I noticed.
So what was the verdict?
Well, it was not the ideal way to adjourn the proceedings, but I foresee no major problems.
All good. Thanks. So, you ready to talk about it?
Not really.
Oh. Okay. Sure, let's just drop.
Anybody could have taken the call, right?
Right.
But I'm the guy that shot someone. You only did what you had to do.
Anyway, look, the guy's all right.
Well, big deal. The guy you shot was all right, too.
Yeah?
Well, that didn't stop us from being supportive.
Would you? Man, look, we're sorry. I mean, we didn't know.
How could you know? I was so busy getting jerked around in Barney's office.
I'm not blaming you, Barney.
I'm not blaming anybody. It's just the... It's the way the events of... today seem to just lose their natural order.
I don't know.
I feel like I was denied something. This. Yeah. Yes. Thanks.
Hey, anytime.
Glad I could help.
I want to talk some more. I'll be in my office.
Maybe later. Hey, did you do this?
Crane was twice nominated for an Emmy Award for his work as Colonel Hogan, losing to Dick Van Dyke in 1965 and Don Adams in 1966. Now stay tuned for episode 57 of Hogan's Heroes, Reverend Commandant Clink, next on TV Land.